Are you struggling with hot flashes during perimenopause, menopause? If so, hold on. I want to talk about what's going on, what causes them, and what are some things you can do to help support your body through this transitional time. If you're new here, I'm Rita Johnson. I'm the owner of Divine Mercy Nutritional Care, and I help women to support their gut health and their hormones through lifestyle changes, dietary changes, and at-home functional lab testing. Have you been struggling in your perimenopause season with hot flashes? So first, I just want to start by defining some terms because I think these are oftentimes very misunderstood. So perimenopause is the 10 years leading up to menopause. And in this perimenopause time, we have four different shifts that are happening as our body is rebuilding itself hormonally to get accustomed to operating from a very low level of hormones after functioning at a very high level of hormones for quite some time. So as this happens, we may have these other symptoms creep up, things like irritability, rage, not sleeping well, whether that's insomnia or not feeling rested with fatigue. We can have unwanted weight gain. We may be experiencing hot flashes, night sweats, all host of issues that are telling us that our body is having a hard time going through this transitional period. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about hot flashes specifically and what it is your body's trying to tell you it needs to be supported. Because what we're finding now is that women that have experienced a lot of hot flashes as they navigate through perimenopause, menopause shift, later in life, they are more susceptible to developing things like dementia. So we want to talk about why is this and what can we do to support our body. So if you are experiencing hot flashes during perimenopause or after menopause, I just want to say that regardless of which one of these times that is presenting for you, the support that we would want to give your body is going to be the same either way. So essentially what is happening, what our body has going on when we have these hot flashes, is that before menopause, our body, within about a half of a degree, it has a really good time of regulating its temperature. If it gets beyond about a half of a degree too hot or too cold, then we're going to feel it. So that's when we might want to, you know, decrease the amount of layers we're wearing or increase the amount of layers we're wearing, depending on if you're hot or cold. So they believe, they're not actually sure on the function of what is causing hot flashes specifically, but medical researchers, they're starting now to believe that it has more to do with our body's ability to, you know, handle this transitional heat phase as a result of going from really high estrogen to really low estrogen. So in perimenopause particular, we will have estrogen levels are oscillating. So they could be really high one day and really low the next. So they're much more erratic than they had been in our 20s and 30s when cycles are happening regularly. And so as a result of that, we may have this flushing that comes on. Now, this may also be from other things that are, presenting through this symptom. So something like your blood sugar being imbalanced can cause you to have more hot flashes. And so I just want to talk about this a minute because a lot of times when we go to get our blood sugar tested, we might be looking at things like your A1C, you might be looking at your fasting insulin, your fasting glucose, but very rarely is there more done than that, unless there's a high suspicion that you are dealing with type 2 diabetes, and then you might do a fasting glucose test where you drink the drink and then you get your blood drawn. But even then, that's not always the most ideal way to test this, because what we can see happen when we consume something is we'll notice the blood sugar levels rise depending on how much sugar is present or how quickly our body metabolizes the food we ate into glucose. And so that will correspondingly rise. And then as insulin is released, it will absorb that blood sugar that's free flowing and then decrease your free flow glucose levels. And so if we're able to do a blood sugar test at, for example, half an hour intervals, we would take it initially and then you drink the drink and then half an hour later, half an hour later, half an hour later, ideally for 2 hours. So that is a total of 5 blood draws with 30 minutes apart. You are at the lab for a very long time and most people don't feel very good after doing this, but it gives us so much information about what's going on with your blood glucose levels, because we can see how it responds to the sugar sugar you consumed, and then how quickly and severely it drops and dips down low. So when our blood sugar goes up and down, we want it to stay within a firm range. If it goes outside of that, then we're going to have these very inflammatory processes and eventually lead to things like insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes. And so we want to be intentional about supporting our body's ability to break down what we are eating, because the more we're struggling with things like insulin resistance, the more we're going to have symptoms like hot flashes, but we're also going to have symptoms such as an inability to lose weight, because our body doesn't see this as a sign of safety. If our blood sugar is dysregulated, it's going to hold on to weight. It's not going to be able to balance hormones, and we'll have a big cascade impact from there as well. So for some women, it is helpful for them to do something like HRT, which is hormonal replacement therapy. Using bioidentical hormones is a really great way to help support your body through this. However, I would never first start there. Oftentimes what I see happening, especially in the world of HRT, is that it's being used as a band-aid solution. So we might take some bioidentical progesterone and the hot flashes may go away, but it doesn't get us to the root symptom. And that's really what we want to do. We want to keep diving into what is your body trying to tell us and how can we support it through this. So ideally that would be by balancing your blood sugar, allowing your body to really be appropriately responding to insulin instead of having that insulin shoot up and your glucose levels shoot down and all over the place, which can really lead you not feeling well, having low energy, having additional weight gain, and symptoms like hot flashes. Now there are more things that can contribute to hot flashes in perimenopause, menopause, but I just wanted to give you this for example of the ways that you really need to walk through this time, being intentional and listening to what it is your body's trying to tell us so that we can support it for optimal health for now and long term. If you want to know what this looks like to work with someone who can walk alongside you and tell you what to do to support your body in this season of life, sign up for a free discovery call with me. I'd love to chat about what's been going on with you, what are your heavy symptoms, and how we can help you move forward in your health journey.